Item 5 is a secondary plan amendment at Sage Creek, Phase 9 and 10 under file SPA 8 of 2013, in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, Item 6 is a subdivision and rezoning at Sage Creek, Phase 9A, south of Ward Avenue, west of Plessis Road, north of Perimeter Highway, Catoco, under file DASZ 45 of 2013.
Mr. Vogan, all we have is Mr. Armstrong here in opposition to your application.
He can be straightened out.
But just to hear and support, I understand you're both with Qualico. Are you fine with everything here, or do we need to go
yes,
through
we're good.
In detail? You're good, Dan?
Yeah, one question. 5 and 6 are being heard at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. Question on 6. I see that Robert Buxtall Way is being extended. It's going to continue south and then veer off west.
I will catch up with my cartography department here.
My question is, what happens? Is it going to go through the transmission lines eventually, or
with the grace of hydro? Yes. And then it would meet Boulevard des Yvernons at Ward Avenue.
Okay. And this section of Ward, of course, is already there.
Correct.
When will Ward be connected up to
to Lagemaudière?
Yeah, to Lage, yeah.
Matter of fact, the ACG report and planner's report speaks to that being done as part of this application. We expect to get the approvals done this year and be in the ground next year on doing that. The success of the commercial operation has brought the traffic levels to a point where Ward Avenue will become necessary within the year.
So good. Does the resident association know that?
We've been making them aware of it, yep.
Excellent, good. And the school site, well, we've been through that a few times, so there's no change there. Everything else in the report is fine?
I have one item. There's a new term that the parks planner is floating. It's a concept of total performance, and that no securities be returned to the developer until total performance is achieved. These are our park improvements in this area will constitute linear trails along the lakes and generally a standard that we've established native plants and gravel trails. The standards for these are at this point not a firm city standard. They are our own, and our concern is that we would never get to warranty because we haven't found out what the standards are yet. The idea of total performance is new. We're used to a certificate of substantial performance, substantial completion, where the completion of the work is adequate for its use, and we expect that warranties would continue on that basis. So we would ask that the term of total performance in Clause C of number 17 in Appendix B be reverted back to substantial completion. We, of course, standing behind our park improvements. We haven't turned anything over in Sage Creek beyond Phase 1, and we're taking care of it and making sure it's working well. But I don't think we should be used as a test case here. I'm concerned that we'll be hearing, well, Qualico accepted this, so it's now a standard. It's something new, and
Are you proposing an amendment, Mr. Vogan?
I would just like to have that certificate of total performance changed to substantial completion.
Can anyone speak to that here?
Yeah, it's fine. Total performance is actually in our City of Winnipeg contracts, and basically what it means is that all the work is complete. Where substantial performance, there could be a few items that have to be done. So with regards to the park, they would like to make sure that everything is completely done. All the trees are put in and everything else. For the
last month, we did it with substantial completion. Like if we had this application last month, it would have said substantial completion.
Last month?
Yeah, or whatever. Like, you know, I've never heard this term used in these before. When did we change it? And who changed it?
Our lawyer went through the stuff to...
Doesn't have enough stuff on his plate.
What's that?
Doesn't have enough stuff on his plate.
Yeah, our concern is if we, you know, for example, if we did 4 acres of sod and we had to do a park and deliver a park bench to make it complete, then the sod wouldn't get taken care of.
Eric, I've chaired both property and development and now chair public works. I've sat on the development parameters committee. I'm fine with substantial completion. I understand the use of the term. I don't know why anybody would change it.
Standards does not say substantial performance. It says substantial performance or completion, whatever is applicable. So it's not, we're not going against the parameters here. The parameters actually have this clause in there. Mm-hmm. It's either or, whatever is applicable.
No, there's no such term as total performance in the parameters.
They call it completion, which is the same thing.
Substantial performance or completion?
Or completion.
Right. Substantial completion is different than total completion. Substantial performance is different than total performance.
Substantial completion is,
you deal with these terms in buildings all the time when you're doing a building.
It's a new certificate that they're talking
for
about.
For a period of 2 years, and Eric, you're saying this has never been the...
Total performance is, certificate of total performance is new.
Yes, we don't have an issue with it. It's part of our standard, but if you feel it should be changed, it's really, we're talking very minimal change. It's not a big issue.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to add?
That is the entirety of my concerns.
Thank you very much. You may stand down. Is there anybody here to speak on this matter whose name I have not called? No? Seeing and hearing none? You can come back and rebuttal if you want, but that would only just drag this painful process out. Thank you.
Okay.
Councillor, what's your will?
Let's go to the secondary plan amendment. I'll move the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
The receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary.